Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah claims it has attacked an Israeli military command centre in the city of Safed with a number of explosive attack drones. This was in response to the recent killings on Lebanese soil of a senior Hezbollah commander and a Hamas deputy chief in airstrikes widely attributed to Israel. And the news comes as the US Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is meeting senior Israeli officials, continuing his efforts to avoid a wider regional conflict. And for the latest, we're joined now by defence editor at The Economist, Shashank Joshi, and you're welcome to the programme once again. Good morning to you. Can we start with the strike yesterday? What can you tell us about the person killed here, the unit that he was involved in, and the significance of that killing?
Well, this is the leader of the Radwan force. That's a force that is effectively more elite than the rest of Hezbollah's infantry force. His name was Wissam Tawil. The Radwan force is named after the nom de guerre of a very famous Hezbollah commander called Imad Bughnia, who was assassinated by Israel some years ago. And the point about this force is that it would be the one that would infiltrate the Israel-Lebanon border in any conflict in the manner that Hamas did on October 7th. It's a ground invasion force. It has been in southern Lebanon for a while, but what happened on October 7th convinced Israel that it can no longer tolerate a similar kind of threat on its northern border and that it has to be shifted north. And that is now what we are seeing, Israel repeatedly striking Hezbollah with the aim of forcing them to withdraw north of the Litani River in southern Lebanon.
So clearly this will increase fears that this is going to expand into a wider regional conflict. And that is the whole motivation of Anthony Blinken on this latest visit there today. How worried do you think the Americans will be?
Very worried. Israel and Lebanon, or more specifically Hezbollah, have attacked each other many, many times over the years. But often their shelling has a kind of ritualistic quality to it, in that they both confine their shelling or their strikes to specific areas, such as disputed territory in the very far north of Israel. It's tit for tat. It's certain established rules of the game. What we are now seeing is those boundaries shift. We are seeing more aggressive, frequent Hezbollah attacks. And in Israel's case, we are seeing some very dramatic attacks, including not just the assassination of this commander, but perhaps more importantly, a very brazen strike in Beirut, admittedly against a Hamas commander, but nonetheless in the middle of a Hezbollah neighborhood in Beirut. And that kind of thing allows for the possibility of inadvertent escalation, with one side misjudging the red lines of the other.
Mm-hmm. And how do you judge Hezbollah's reaction up to now? Because they have been measured in their actions, if not in their words.
Well, of course, to the general observer, it would seem Hezbollah has been quite aggressive. They are shelling Israeli soil with no real prior provocation other than Israel's war on Hamas. They are posing a threat that has caused Israel to displace tens of thousands of people from northern Lebanon, from northern Israel. And those 80,000 or so people can't go back to their homes until there is a sense of security. So, yes, it's quite aggressive. But on the other hand, as you point out, Hezbollah has also been quite restrained. They haven't used their long-range rocket arsenal. They haven't struck particularly deep into Israel. They haven't escalated in the way that they could. They don't want a full-scale conflict with Israel. They know that they would come off worse for the wear. They know that it would jeopardize their political status in Lebanon. They know that many of Lebanon's other communities, it's a very divided country in sectarian terms, are against a conflict right now, given the parlous state of Lebanon's economy and politics. So they're being quite cautious. But I think every time there is this pressure on them, an assassination of a commander. They've lost lots and lots of people in southern Syria as well, where Israel's been striking and shelling. I think that forces them into more aggressive action that could move everyone up the chain of escalation.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned there, and we hear in reporting that Israel is planning to tell Anthony Blinken that they're not going to allow civilians to go back to northern Gaza until Hamas then releases more hostages. That sounds like collective punishment.
In my opinion, and I'm not an international lawyer, it is a form of collective punishment. And whilst armies do have some rights to be allowed to move civilian populations for reasons of military imperatives, in my view, with Israel having declared a sort of victory in northern Gaza last week, saying that it had dismantled Hamas, that it was focusing on the south, to me, it would represent a violation of international law to insist that civilians can only go back in response to a political decision by the other side. Of course, I must emphasize, Hamas's hostage taking is a war crime. They must release the hostages, and nothing in this sense justifies the hostage taking act. But civilians have a right to return to their homes, particularly when the fighting in the northern part of the Gaza Strip appears to have de-escalated substantially in recent weeks.
Mm-hmm. And do you expect that that's a message that Anthony Blinken might be trying to deliver? Or what do you think he will be saying today? How will it differ from his previous visits?
I think there's going to be a lot of juggling going on. There's going to be a focus on avoiding escalation with Lebanon and on diplomatic efforts to persuade Hezbollah to move its forces away before Israel decides to escalate further. There'll be a focus on the post-war arrangements for Gaza, who will run Gaza, who will secure Gaza, and a long-standing argument between the Israelis and the Americans on that question. And I think there will also be a sense of real concern on the American side about this question of population displacement, civilians, and humanitarian aid. I think in the Biden administration, they are gravely concerned that Israel's not letting enough aid in, and they are gravely concerned about the comments by some Israeli ministers that Gaza should be settled or its population should be expelled. And Blinken will be making clear that is completely against American policy. However, are they willing to use leverage to push Israel further? I think the answer to that is not quite yet. Mm-hmm. So Blinken, you know, it has limited leverage here.
And the Americans and the rest of the international community have pushed relentlessly for more aid to be allowed in to Gaza. But those pleas seem to be falling on deaf ears in the main.
In the main, we have seen some positive developments in the last couple of weeks. There was a substantial French airdrop into Gaza that obviously was with Israeli consultation. The British have been working on a corridor from Cyprus. There's been some maritime activity, although that's hampered by the lack of Gazan ports. So there's some getting in. But from certainly what I'm hearing from officials is they are very concerned that Israel, for instance, is still, when it's screening goods going in, it is still turning away some dual goods that it claims are dual use, that have military and civilian purposes, but are, in the views of the officials I'm speaking to, completely legitimate and should be allowed in. And I think that, along with water supply, means that the risk of famine is quite serious. I think there really is serious concern. But of course, ultimately, it all depends on how much these countries are willing to challenge Israel, to pressure it, to push it. And right now, I think they still hope to use persuasion rather than muscle flexing or arm twisting to get their way.
Yeah, a desperate situation and ongoing, and I'm sure we'll hear more about Anthony Blinken's visit as we go through the day. But for now, Shashank Joshi, thank you very much once again for joining us on the programme.